Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Hello, America. Happy Saturday. So glad to be joining you. We're going to introduce you today to a very powerful story. A man you might not have heard of before, Sami Safi. And he is going to tell you the story of his brother, Ahmad, who is a special forces soldier in the Afghan army during the time when the United States was still present in Afghanistan. He, of course, had his life put in danger as a result of the American withdrawal. So many of the Afghan soldiers who worked for us were targeted by the Taliban. Now, Sami Safi is really interesting because he himself worked for years as an interpreter. An Afghan citizen who worked for the United States as an interpreter for many, many years. He was allowed to come to the United States illegally on a green card, and he became an American citizen not that long ago. And his brother, like him, served alongside the men and women of the United States fighting forces. But that brother has not been allowed to come to this country. And he's being held in a prison near the Texas border and is threatening to be deported back to Afghanistan, which means he almost certainly will be killed by the Taliban, who does not appreciate any of the soldiers who worked for the United States government. That's a powerful story, and Sammy's going to tell us firsthand what that is like. And then we're going to turn to Eric Pratt, the senior vice president from Gun Owners of America. There are some really significant things going on, including a new initiative in California to micro-stamp guns and ammunition. Eric Pratt's going to tell us why that hasn't worked in the past and what may be afoot here. We'll talk about other efforts to create databases of gun owners. And we'll talk about the big New York case that Eric Pratt's own group has fought, which is working its way through the court system. Very powerful case. It's almost likely to show up at the Supreme Court at some point. So two great guests today. One of them, you won't forget the story of the Safi family when you're done hearing from Sami Safi. And then we will hear from Eric Pratt on the Second Amendment and get a good update on all things Second Amendment. That's our show today. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages from our great advertisers, sponsors, and strategic partners. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. All right, folks, welcome back for the commercial break. As many of you know, I've been very involved over the years in trying to get those brave Afghan interpreters and soldiers who fought along our troops, who helped us through the 20-year war, who put their lives on the risk. I made a movie a few years ago with some of my colleagues about an incredible interpreter named Saber Rock, and it went, made a theater, won a lot of awards, and he eventually got into the United States. Well, another story caught my eye just a few days ago. We all know the tragedy of how America pulled out of Afghanistan with such poor preparation, but there's an extraordinary hero left behind. His name is Abdul Safi, and he has not been able to get in this country, and he's been detained as he tried to get in this country after all he did to serve our military forces over the years. And his brother has been fighting day and night to get him in this country, and he is kind enough to join us right now. Sami Safi. Sami, great to have you here.
Good to be here with you. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to give voice to my brother's story and give voice to what he's going through.
When I first heard the story and I read up on it, I thought, oh, this has to be a fiction movie. This is like a bad movie that you'd watch on a Saturday night in a drama show. But this is very real. Walk us through first. Let's just start with what your brother did for the U.S. military, because it's an impressive story.
I would start with my brother's story. Abdul Wasi Safi, we call him Wasi in the house, but his full name is Abdul Wasi Safi. We both grew up in a very struggling financially household, like a very low income, because my father was the only one who was working at the house. So we were young. So when I turned 18, my father asked me to follow his footprints and join the Afghan military. But because I was not interested at that time to join the Afghan military, I went and started working as a translator in 2010. And continued it all the way until August of 2020. And I came to United States in 2015. So my brother, when I came to United States, my brother was convinced by my father to follow his footprint. This country needs us. We have to give sacrifice for this country, and so that this country can be saved from these terrorists and these I call them Islamophobias and these extremist people. So he joined the military after graduating from Officers Academy in India. He went back to Afghanistan and finished his Special Force training by United States Special Forces and other counterpartners. Once he finished it, he had to go through so many background checks and trainings in order to be accepted in that unit. Once he passed all of that, he was accepted in the unit to be part of the Special Force Commando unit, who are going on in missions targets in northern side of Afghanistan with United States Special Forces. So my brother continued his job with alongside his American brothers and sisters, Special Forces, in Afghanistan. So they continued the mission on, all the way until the collapse of Afghanistan, to the day that Afghanistan was handed over to the Taliban with all the billions of dollar equipment and guns and all in all, my brother's information, biometric data, and all, everything was basically turned over to Taliban. So the Taliban started using this information, going after special forces and people who were working with Americans. So he started to go in hiding from one place to another, basically to the point that there was nowhere to hide because the Taliban gave an order to people around in villages and cities. If you know someone new that moved in or if you know some suspicious activities and you don't report it, you will be part of the punishment that that person will receive. When my brother told me that, he also sent me a voicemail of his one of the person who was working with him who was killed after being captured by Taliban. He told me that this destiny will be not far for him. The day will not be far for him that he is captured and killed by Taliban. I start making calls around. I start calling everywhere. Here in America, and I couldn't go nowhere until I found somebody that told me that they know someone who can get him a visa to Pakistan. Once I paid the money and my brother was able to go to Pakistan, once he arrived into Pakistan, we all know that the Taliban or the militias to ISI of Pakistan. So he, when he arrived in Pakistan, he said, there's another game going on in Pakistan where these ISI people are looking and going after people here. And once they find out who I am, I'm sure they will hand me over to Taliban or something might happen to me here. So at that time, there was a process of, I called a lot of embassies and a lot of consulates around here to see if any country would give him a place to stay. So unfortunately, that effort was failed. And so we also found out that Brazil is giving humanitarian visa. I went to Brazil consulate here. I sent them all the documents of my brother, and they said, your brother has to go to the embassy in Pakistan. So my brother went to the embassy in Pakistan and requested a humanitarian visa. After interview and submitting all his documents and so much effort, he was granted a humanitarian visa to Brazil. Once he arrived in Brazil, unfortunately, he witnessed some tragic incidents that he could not believe it. The Afghans, there were thousands of Afghans in Brazil, and most of them didn't know the language or anything. So they were being charged 10 times more than a regular person because they thought that these people came here with a lot of money or some sort. And not only that, to the point that he said, I heard a lot of women were raped in Brazil, Afghan women. And one of the night he came out, he said, I came out of the room that I was there in Brazil. And I was robbed, and not only robbed, but beaten in Brazil. And I found myself being in another combat in Brazil. So he got out of Brazil and made his way to United States. But along the way, he received the worst torture that a human can stand. In Panama, he was tortured to the worst way possible. And they beat him really badly. His teeth were falling from his mouth. His right side here, he can no longer hear anything from there because there's from with something they beat him and start bleeding. To this day, his ears are bleeding. So he reached Mexico after being tortured in a lot of countries and come to a country that he believed that after all the sacrifice, he and myself given to this country, we will be not treated as he's being treated at the moment. He thought that once he arrived here, he will present his documents and he will be basically at least appreciated for his service, if not welcomed. But unfortunately, he got into a situation that is total different than others. The group of people that came were all given a piece of paper to go to immigration court, but him, he was singled out and taken to an investigation and interrogation room where they were questioning him every day for the past 3 days that he was there. After that, they told him that they will send him to ICE detention, but unfortunately, they did not do that. They sent him to a prison in Del Rio, Texas. From Del Rio, Texas, the judge and the system basically charged him with a misdemeanor and sent him to Eden, Texas. And he's now in prison in Eden, Texas, where he is facing deportation after serving his time in prison. He's a man who, after everything he's gone through, he's going through this types of treatment from a country that we always say America will never leave its allies behind, and so many more things that we always say, but unfortunately, after all the efforts, he's still in prison. And he is being ignored medical help in any kind, and 23 hours in isolation.
Unreal. I want to just remind people so people understand. So you worked as a translator. You came lawfully to this country with a green card. You became a U.S. citizen about a month before the failed withdrawal from Afghanistan that the U.S. military did under President Joe Biden. Your brother then joined Afghan special forces, trained by the U.S. military, served alongside American soldiers. And at this moment, the American government's holding your brother in an immigration prison, and you can't get the American government, you and he served, to help either one of you. Is that correct?
He's actually, to make a small correction, he is not an immigration of detention. He is with the U.S. Marshals. Surprisingly, every person who comes to this country goes through immigration process, but him, he have not even been to immigration. They directly sent him to U.S. Marshals and basically processing him for deportation back to Afghanistan.
And has anyone in the U.S. government said why they're treating your brother this way? Do they think he's a terrorist? They think he's committed a crime? I mean, he served right alongside our soldiers, right?
So multiple agencies did the background check. We presented the background check to the judge and everyone that this man, these are the documents. These are his documents. And I presented my documents and my father's documents that we have left nothing in our family, with all the threats that were made to our family, we continued to stand by the military, by the United States military. We stood up for what's right. We stood up so that we will never see Taliban or terrorist groups in power in Afghanistan. So that we stood up so that Afghanistan is not being pointed as a country who housed the terrorists whom attacked who made the 9/11 tragic day in America. But unfortunately, our current president decided to hand over Afghanistan after 20 years of war, hand over Afghanistan to the same enemy, to the same terrorist that men and women of this country fought to eliminate them, to destroy them. Now they're back in power after all the sacrifice have been made by my brother is just an example. So many people have lost so many their kids, sons and daughters. If we look at the 20 years of sacrifice that the veterans and military, United States military have given, it's tremendous. I mean, I don't understand how clear I can say this and how I can say this in a very clear way when I'm facing in this kind of situation. I was called a traitor, an infidel, for working as a translator with the United States military. I ignored all the threats and all the challenges, and I continued my job, because without a translator, I'm sure the veterans and active members, they know that without a translator, they were not going to be able to go on missions and continue the mission for so many years. So for a decade, I stood up and I continued working, never quit, and never said no to any mission or any situation that I was in. Even to the point after the vehicle was blown up by an IED that I was in, I continued my job, and I said, if I don't continue it, if I don't do it, who would do it? I was in a place where very few people were able to survive, but I said, I can make a huge difference. I can save lives. And I continued my job. My brother's job was also very, very important to the military, to the unit. He was an intelligence officer. He was trusted by American special forces, by Afghan special forces, because his job was to make sure everyone who is in the mission with him goes back home safe and goes back home alive. And he was making sure that they're aware of the threats and intelligence information that he was receiving, to make sure that all his colleagues and American brothers are back in the base, safe and alive after finishing the mission.
It's unreal. And you have veterans organizations helping you, right? Ben Owen and others. Everyone has been able to vouch for the identity of your brother. And the government can't describe why they're trying to deport him, right? They won't tell you why.
They have no reason to deport him. That's why they are not commenting on this. They have no reason to treat him this way. That's why no one has commented from the government.
Do you have a theory what's going on, why they would do this to someone who's so helped, to a family? Because it's both you and your brother have helped our country. Why would they do this to someone like that?
It's a very good question. The question that I have not been able to find an answer for the past more than three months that I'm searching, trying to find the answer that why. why, and himself is also asking the same question again and again. He did the interview with the FBI, with everybody, and they confirmed his identity, his background check, and his everything. And to this day, it is so surprising that why he's going through this, why he's being put amongst criminals and drug dealers, and why he's been put amongst those. When thousands of people are being let in into this country without any vetting, without any background, and my brother comes with a background that he was expecting a hero welcome, at least a recognition for his service, but I think that's how, if our government and give this type of recognition for service of people like my brother, I'm sure no one outside of America will trust American government or our mission and around the world.
And your brother has a court appearance coming up in a few days. Is that correct?
He has a court appearance coming up in a few days. And January the 10th, he have another court hearing that's coming up, I don't know when they would what they would do to him. He was asked to plead guilty, serve his time in prison. But my brother says, "What am I pleading guilty for? What crime? I need to know my crime before I plead guilty for." And they're failing to explain his crime to him. Thousands of people are being let in this country without any problem. And look at the crime rates going skyrocketing in a lot of cities. And yet a person who gives everything for this country, who have nothing left within him, is still in prison and being treated as a criminal.
It's really remarkable, Sammy. And your support for your brother, your relentless efforts to get him justice and to get him into this country for the work he did is admirable. We're going to be covering this at Just the News day in and day out until we find out what's really going on here. So, Sammy, we're going to get you back on the show in a few weeks, but I want to thank you for sharing what we already know.
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. Honestly, these past couple months has been the most stressful to me, and I really appreciate those who are supporting my brother. And so, because I'm sure everyone knows the cost of fighting these type of battles are very high, and so his medical condition is getting worse than ever. I created a GoFundMe for him, and I titled it "Help Help Wasi Safi," WASI, last name Safi, SAFI, so that we can contribute some support to him in the case of him being released in the future.
Really important for people to go check that out, and for us as reporters to stay on this story to find out and get the truth of what's happening to your brother, because it does not make sense from the reporting I've done and from the people I've talked to. There is something going on here that just doesn't seem right. And so, Sammy, we're going to stay in touch with you. We're going to keep reporting on this, and we hope to get you back on the show. And hopefully the next time we'll have some good news in the update of what's going on with your brother. God bless you, and thank you for the time today, sir. What a great honor to have you on.
God bless America. Thank you so much.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Eric Pratt from Gun Owners of America. We're going to get a big Second Amendment update. A lot of big cases working through the courts. A lot of concern about an initiative in California going on. We're going to get the scoop from Eric Pratt right after these commercial messages. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guaranteed. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider.
Welcome back, everybody. There is a continuous fight regarding the Second Amendment, and in my opinion, it's absolute, but to liberal minds, it's just merely a suggestion to keep and bear arms. Well, our next guest has been on the forefront of the fight to keep and bear arms, and he is none other than the Senior Vice President of Gun Owners for America, of America, Eric Pratt. Great to see you back, my friend. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to both of you. So good to be with you.
Yeah. It's great to see you. And you know, I want to start on the topic of California because I live out here and I have to admit that with all of the gun restrictions here, sometimes I don't pay enough attention because I just know that our Second Amendment rights here are being stripped away. But I saw this story splash across the Just the News webpage about this microstamp database that California is going to be implementing. Talk to us about this, please.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is something that's been tried before. It's a proven failure, given the multiple ways for criminals to get around this. This is where the idea that when a gun is fired, that it leaves basically what you might call a fingerprint on the shell casing that can then be registered and tracked if criminals use it. Well, what's interesting is that New York and Maryland registered hundreds of thousands of shell casings for over a decade using a slightly different approach, but neither one of their laws solved a single crime, not one. So after a dozen years, both states repealed their laws after wasting millions of dollars in implementing them. Honestly, this is the track record of all gun control. It's a waste of time and money trying to control criminals when the only thing that really controls criminals is keeping them in jail. You know, California, where you live, Amanda, has the highest number of mass shootings in the country. If they really want to control crime, then they should stop making it so difficult for decent citizens to carry firearms. You know, in 2021, 49% of active shooters nationwide were stopped by good guys with guns. And if you want to imagine what that looks like, think of Elijah Dickens, who stopped a mass shooting with his Glock after only 15 seconds, which is far quicker than police can ever get to a crime scene. That's how you control criminals.
Yeah, they're absolutely right. And I think a lot of people are beginning to wake up. There's an interesting disconnect because you have all of these blue states now doing everything they can to push gun ownership. You have a president that says he wants to get assault weapons ban back in place. But there is an amazing poll that came out over the holidays. More than 6 in 10 of voters would prefer to live in a community where people were allowed to own and carry guns. The disconnect between what the American people want and what elitists are trying to impose is really striking at this moment. When do Democrats realize this is a losing issue for them?
Well, when they start, A, getting defeated at the polls, and B, when we start defunding gun control. That's one of the things in this year that we're going to be looking to do. Once they get a speaker and once they start getting their agenda passed, we want to defund a lot of the gun control that they've been working. In this last omnibus that passed in December, it was absolutely outrageous. They stuffed 12 gun control provisions in there. This is the kind of thing that we want to work to undo. So there's certainly a lot of work to be done. And, we're just grateful that at least one of the chambers is not in anti-gun Democrats' control.
Yeah.
Eric, I don't want to be an existential nihilist when it comes to Democrat policies and gun control. So I will just ask, does it matter if Democrats realize that gun control is a losing issue? And by that, I mean, is there some philosophical reason that they would plow through regardless of the polling on it?
Well, I think they've typically done that anyway. So, you're absolutely right. We're not going to convert them on the issue. Ultimately, it's going to have to be an issue where the American people get sick and tired of the rampant crime of criminals being thrown back out onto the streets. You know, recently we saw that a dozen cities had homicide records. They were all Democrat-controlled cities. I mean, this is what happens in these places where they restrict firearms and they're trying to defund police and they're throwing criminals back out on the street. And it just comes down to, people need to get fed up with this and put in somebody that's going to really represent their interests and not, Bloomberg's interests, who's trying to impose gun control and defund the police. Once you get that, then we can see some real change happening.
Yeah, and there's been real change on the gun rights front. A lot of states moving to open carry. There's going to be some new ones this year. I think Virginia might be on the cusp of having a conversation like that. Bring us up to speed on all the places where gun freedoms are expanding.
Well, it's been really exciting. 2 years ago, we saw 5 new states adopt constitutional carry. That means that as according to the Second Amendment, shall not be infringed. You can, if you're a law-abiding citizen, you can carry without permission. So 2 years ago, 5 new states adopted it. Last year, 4 new states. So now we're up to 25 states, half the country. And by the way, these are some of the safest places that you'll see in the country. It's not law-abiding citizens who are committing the crime. It's the criminals. So this year, you mentioned Virginia. That'll be one of them. Also, Nebraska and Florida that we know of so far. Here are 3 states that are going to be pushing constitutional permitless carrying. If people want to follow this, you have our website on the screen. Go to gunowners.org, sign up for our free email alerts, and we'll be keeping people abreast of what's happening, not only in these states, but in other states across the country.
Yeah, big news.
Yeah, Eric, Alabama was one of the states that enacted permitless carry on January 1st, and I was there, and I instantly felt safer on that day. Amazing how that happens. I wanted to ask you, though, the trajectory of crime in America, obviously in liberal cities and states, crime has increased. It's not quite as much in the news cycle, though. I'm wondering if the trajectory that we saw during the Summer of Love, if that trajectory has remained the same, which is going up.
Well, I think we are seeing crime at elevated levels, crime and murder. I don't know that that's abated much, even though it's not being reported. And I think you're right. I think it gets to a certain point where the mainstream media reporting on it, it doesn't help their cause, part of which is, pushing gun control.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages. Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for $30. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Report. So glad you can join us. So grateful that you were part of the show today. A big thank you to Sammy Safi. If you are interested in what's going on in his family, you got a pretty darn good update. And it really does show that the failed withdrawal from Afghanistan 17, 18 months ago continues to reverberate. And there are victims and humans whose lives are endangered and impacted by what happened there. It is an ongoing saga. It didn't end in August of 2021. It is one that continues on today, as so many of our guests have made as a point on this show over the last year. All right. Enjoy tonight. Enjoy the great weekend. Tomorrow, for our Sunday brunch edition, I'm going to bring you a 2-part exclusive interview with the former Capitol Police Chief, the man who was there on January 6th. He has some pretty big revelations to talk about Nancy Pelosi, the role that politics played in thwarting a better security plan that day, and so much more, including answering the question, why were the National Guard turned away when they were offered days in advance? He confirms it happened. Chief Sun's going to give us that. Bill O'Reilly, one of the greatest journalists in America, is going to join us. Congressman Troy Nels from Texas. We always love when he comes aboard. He can talk about January 6th, about the election. We'll get a good read on what's been going on with Kevin McCarthy. Brian Schwimming, the brand new Wisconsin Republican Party chairman. He's got a great story to tell. And we're going to finish with an amazing interview we did with the former chief of special operations for the Drug Enforcement Administration. They have a lot to say about what China has been trying to do in our country with fentanyl. We're going to have all that tomorrow. So tune in. We won't let you down. We'll have a great Sunday brunch edition. Until then, may God bless you. May God bless this extraordinary country of the United States. Happy Saturday, everybody. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. In the meantime, check out justthenews.com. When you have a news fix, we've got you covered 24/7. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 Gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't, you'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000, or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews.